Just sitting here staring at the rain. I heard you. I heard every word. Oh, darling, you need to be sweeter to yourself. You need to be kinder. Why are you so mean to yourself? Why do you hate yourself so? Darling, hating yourself won't do anything. You can't hate yourself into a version of you that you'll love. It doesn't work that way. Hate doesn't work that way. You are sometimes so terrible to yourself. You relentlessly compare yourself to other people. No matter how many times I tell you how lovely you are. No matter how many times people tell you that you are wonderful and sweet and so intelligent. Every day, you seem to look for evidence that you're nobody. That you don't deserve to be loved or that you're not living up to your full potential. You put so much effort into it. You're dedicated, focused. There's so much pressure in the world today with the internet, social media. So much pressure to stack up. It's so easy to feel as if something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you if you don't measure up to what you see, the perfect pictures, the famous stories. The list goes on and on. Sometimes in the middle of all that pressure, it's easy to forget how wonderful, unique, and just how amazing you are. You get stuck in your head and allow your inner critic to completely tear you apart. To rip apart your self-esteem until you hate yourself. Hate yourself too much to do anything but just wallow. Oh, that's such a You are amazing. You don't know how much you give to me, how much you give to everyone, the difference you make in our lives. You make everything better, brighter, and you have no idea. And that's why I have to tell you. I have to tell you how much you matter. No matter what your inner critic says, no matter how strong its objections are, you matter. You're important. You need to realize that you beat yourself up so much over things that don't matter. They don't matter. You're important. And I want you to try. I want you to try harder to catch yourself when you're being mean, when you're being cruel. You won't do it all the time, but that's fine. You're human. But you need to remember that you are worthy and lovely, and don't look at me like that. I'm serious. Just take a breath, okay? Every time you feel that meanness sneaking up on you, your inner critic just breathing in, ready to just let loose, just take a breath. You know, the people you compare yourself to, they compare themselves to other people as well. No one's perfect. Everyone compares. We all compare ourselves to other people, and let me absolutely assure you that those people who seem to have it all, well, they don't. When you look at other people through a lens of compassion and understanding rather than judgment and jealousy and that green tint of envy, you are better able to see them for what they really are. Human beings. They are beautifully imperfect human beings going through the same things that you are, facing the same challenges, living the same imperfect life. Now, your mind is very convincing. It knows all of your weak points. It knows just what to say to make you believe it. That critic, that voice, it knows how to convince you. Don't believe everything you think, darling. When you have a cruel, discouraging thought, it's just a thought. And it's unhealthy and utterly exhausting to give so much power to the negative ones and completely ignore the positive ones. You know your weak points. You know where you're vulnerable. And you use that knowledge against yourself. Acknowledge the positive things. Your strengths. How lovely you are, generous. Listen to when I say that you are lovely, because you are. And darling, it's easy to think that all that you are is the flaws, that all there is the negative, but there is more right with you than there is wrong with you. Until you stop breathing, there's more right with you than is wrong with you. There is more positive than negative. When you focus on one perceived flaw, zoom in and enhance it. Trying to remember there are lots of things that you like about yourself. The fact that you're alive and breathing and that you love intensely. That you make people smile, that people want to be close to you. There are so many good things about you, and they shine. You just need to look for them. You need to realize you are lovely. It's easy to be mean when things are going wrong. When times are grey, it's easy to just rip into yourself. But darling, those are the times when you need love the most. When you feel you deserve it the least, that's when you should be acknowledging all that is wonderful about you. It is so difficult to accept love and understanding from others when you're in a state of anger, shame, depression. But just try. Try and accept that. Try and accept that when you need love the most, you should give it to yourself. When you're low, you should be kind and sweet. Love is the greatest gift that you can give yourself. And you are so deserving of it. I wish I could just give you all the nicest things in the world. Sunshine and laughter and joy. Because you deserve all of them and more. You really do. I know that now is not enough. You want more. And you beat yourself up that you are not enough. That you haven't fulfilled your potential, but darling, you have to fully accept and make peace with the now before you can reach up and feel satisfied with later. If you want to be able to make changes, be able to take that next step, you need to accept, acknowledge, and appreciate where you are now. It might not be perfect, but you've come so far. You've achieved so much. And from this point, you will do great things. Embrace and make peace with where you are. And now, step forward and begin your journey towards something new. And it will feel peaceful, rewarding, and satisfying. Because you've made it this far. And you did that. Everything about you that is strong and certain and unwavering got you this far. You are strong. You are lovely. But you just deny that. You don't see it. But that doesn't mean it's not there. Acknowledge it. Embrace it. You are lovely. Just try to see it. I know you want perfection. One of the biggest causes of self-loathing is that hell-bent need to get it right, that pressure to be perfect, to strive for perfection and success. And when you fall short, you feel less lacking and worthless. But what you don't realize that by just working towards your goal, being willing to put yourself out there, that is an accomplishment. That's so brave. It's not how many times you fall, it's how you get back on your feet and keep trying. Don't berate yourself for messing up and stumbling backwards. Congratulate yourself for trying, making progress, coming as far as you have, because you've come so far. If you look back and see where you've come from, oh, you have done so much. You've come so far. I'm so proud of you. But I need you to see it. You need to realize. Darling, you can't hate your way into loving yourself. It doesn't work that way. Telling yourself what a failure you are won't make you any more successful. Telling yourself you're not living up to your full potential won't help you reach higher heights. Telling yourself you're worthless and unlovable won't make you any more worthy or lovable. I know it sounds almost too simple, but the only way to achieve self-love is to love yourself. You need to love yourself regardless of who you are and where you stand. Even if you want to change, you have to love yourself. Because, darling, you are enough. You are enough just as you are. It's not easy. And I know it's hard. But it's so worth it. If you can see yourself, really see yourself, you will be blinded by your brilliance, your warmth, your inner sunshine, because you are amazing. So please be sweet, be gentle, be kind to yourself, because you are enough. You're worthy, and you're just utterly wonderful.